12 Stories and 12 Feasts for 12 Days, written by Jeanette Winterson and read by Jeanette Winterson and Imogen Church.
Christmastide. Wise men trekking across the desert following a star. Shepherds in the fields with flocks by night. An angel, fast as thought and bright as hope, turning eternity into time. Hurry! A baby will be born. Believers and unbelievers know this story. Who doesn't know this story? An inn, a stable, a donkey, Mary, Joseph, gold, frankincense, myrrh. And at the heart of the story, the mother and child. Until the Protestant Reformation in Europe in the 16th century, the Madonna and child was the Christian image everybody would see every day. Stained glass, statue, oil painting, carving, and the homely shrines people made for themselves. Imagine it. Most people can't read or write, but their minds are vivid with stories and images. And images are more than the illustration to the story. They are the story. When you and I go into an ancient church in Italy or France or Spain, we cannot read the myriad scenes in the vaulted ceilings, or the frescoes, or the hung paintings, but our ancestors could. We stand with our guidebooks looking for clues. They threw back their heads and saw the mystery of the world. I love the written word. I'm writing it now, reading it now. But in societies that are not literate, but are culturally alive, the image and the spoken word are everything. It's a different kind of liveliness of mind. After the Reformation, Mary, who'd been treated like the fourth member of Godhead, was demoted. The Reformation wasn't good for women. We soon hit the European-wide witch burnings. And of course, the Pilgrim Fathers, who landed at Plymouth Rock in 1620, were Puritans of the most uncompromising sort. Cue the Salem witch trials in the 1690s. In New England, the Puritans banned the celebration of Christmas in 1659, and that law wasn't repealed until 1681. In England, under Cromwell, Christmas had already been banned since 1647, and remained so until 1660. Why? Too pagan in its origins, as we'll see later, too party time, too pleasurable. Why be happy when you could be miserable? And too dangerous to let Mary back out of the kitchen and into the starring role. What ordinary people missed most about the break with Catholicism was the cult of Mary. In Catholic countries, then and now, and in Latin America now, the cult of Mary, the mystery of the virgin birth, the union of mother and child, is still powerful and persuasive. Every time a woman gives birth, she is the fleeting tableau of the holiest of happenings. Daily life and devotional life are held together in this image. And it's an image with roots deeper than Christianity. If we look back into Greek and Roman history, we can see that gods and marvellous mortals are usually born of one divine and one human parent. Hercules' father was Zeus. And Zeus also fathered Helen of Troy. She was trouble, but beautiful women with a touch of the god are always trouble. Romulus and Remus, founders of the city of Rome, claim that Mars was their father. Now Jesus was born in the Roman Empire, and the New Testament was written in Greek. The Gospel writers wanted to fix their Messiah in the roll call of superheroes with a divine dad.